Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Happy Birthday to Ya.
Oh,
come on.
Goodness.
It's his birthday.
Wow. Thank
they
you
say
so much.
It's your birthday.
Hey, now you're going to get us sued.
I know, because I nailed that so hard.
thank you.
Yes. The copyright robots are often mistaking my AKAs for the actual article. How are you, man? How has your birthday been so far?
I mean, you know, same old, just doing what I do, checking the news, screaming about it, sending emails, doing what we do every day. But cool. I mean, I don't know, man. Fuck, I'm 37. You know what I mean? That's a weird number to look at on paper written down.
What I wouldn't give to be 37 again, man. It only gets worse from here.
I don't know why. I'm like, shit, I'd rather be 40, man. 30, I'm like, I'll skip this one.
No, 37's great, man.
Yeah.
Still a young man. You just don't realize it because you're you. And
yeah,
it seems old.
Been young.
Yeah. Been young.
Hashtag been young.
All right. Well,
all right, enough of that.
Enough of that shit. Let's move on down to business. Kyrie is trending for a number of reasons. Kyrie Irving of the Nets, formerly of the Boston Celtics, before that of the Cleveland Cavaliers, where he won a championship with LeBron James. And, you know, just generally the NBA's kind of space case, like sort of like weird dude, has lots of out there beliefs and also is great at, you know, publicizing and talking about the importance of mental health, you know, but while doing that, he will also sage the arena in which he plays, which is, you know, just very outside of the norm for jock culture, I would say. Mm. Anyways, he's trending. For one, he tweeted, I've taken my mask off, now take yours off, no fear, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And people, yeah, I guess there's like a story that has to do with masks happening in the world, and people are wondering if that's him saying like we don't need masks for the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he's like, it would be just as likely, given his typical kind of tweeting voice, speaking voice, everything voice, for this to just be about like metaphorical masks and the importance of removing
being authentic.
Masks.
Yeah. And that's the trouble with this world we're in, because words can have
infinite meanings, and especially right now, the mask is such a loaded word on Twitter that, yeah, many people are just like being like, look at it, he's doing the anti-mask. And then there's another story saying that there's a potentially that there are moves that the Brooklyn Nets could make to trade Kyrie. And then the story, like the second part of that is that Kyrie's agents have like sort of made it clear that it's like if Kyrie was traded, he'll just retire from the NBA.
Right.
So,
which is interesting. It's an interesting play because it kind of reiterates one of the reasons that the Nets might want to trade him in the first place, which is that he doesn't seem to like be all that into basketball these days, even though he's literally like one of the most ingenious shot makers in the history of basketball. If not the most, in terms of like the diversity of the angles he uses, like he just is, like he just on the regular, like has part of his arsenal is like what most people would consider trick shots. He's just incredible. But, you know, he also sat out some games for taking care of his mental health, which I applaud. And then, but then he also has, you know, has had some injuries. So he wasn't on the court a lot of the time with the big three, James Harden, Kevin Durant, and him.
Yeah. So, I just don't see how any of it works. Like they want a bit, the Nets going to have a big three. This is it. You're not trading for anybody that I think, you know, keeps that same dynamic at least. So I don't know. I think that's why a lot of people are like this even story about him being possible. Oh, sorry. And so other people are saying that this story about him even possibly being traded is just like poppycock, as they say on NBA Twitter.
They do say that a lot. I mean, I do know one team that might be open to talk and trade for any of the big three. I mean, hell, they might talk any of them. They might even talk James Harden for Ben Simmons. You know, just Daryl Morey's, his phone line is open. So
see what happens there. Sixers,
always happy to take your call. The bodyguard is trending because, so there was a series that was kind of a remake based on the original Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner film that was supposed to be pretty good. I did not watch it. Did you watch that?
No, I mean, because I remember when there was even talk of like a series, I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. You don't need to do that.
Because it's perfect as is.
Yeah, leave it be. Leave it be. Stop I just, in general, I just hate all the reimagining shit rather than giving a platform to people who are imagining new shit. And so this just all kind of fits into that pattern for me. I mean, I don't know. Cool. This is the Tony nominated playwright Matthew Lopez is going to be writing a reimagining of Houston's film.
I mean, I will say it is a very solid, like very fertile premise, a bodyguard and a celebrity that they guard and like them falling in love, which is something that I believe happens frequently and especially within the Trump family, you know. So shout out to Don Jr., whose wife I think left him for one of their bodyguards. Anyways,
Yeah, tough time.
Tell that story. Tell that story.
Right.
Folks. Come on.
Don't, and I just don't know. Like, who do you even get to play it? Is it like, it's just weird because it's like they're trying to, because it's iconic, they feel that it's like one of these ideas or films that you can just swap in new people and it's going to be just as good. And it's not. Like, it completely misses the point that this film, it wasn't people were like, oh my God, this film with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner is going to be iconic before it came out. The film was made, it came out, and just because of her performance in it, people were like, this is fucking unreal.
Yeah.
This is a moment.
Yeah.
So you can't, I don't like the like rinse and reuse moment type stuff all the time. And I don't know. That's just my take. And plus, like, who is, I think some people on Twitter, I think it's like Ashley Ray saying, is like, watch, it's going to be, this time is going to be a white singer and a black bodyguard.
That I could see that.
I can see that too. Maybe
that would be wild.
Yeah. I don't know, just leave it alone. And again, like you're saying, it's a really pliable, mendable, bendable idea. You can do things similar to this and doesn't have to be the bodyguard. But I get it. This is how it works now.
Pope Francis is trending, for all us Pope heads at least, you okay. know, came out and was like, hey, I don't really get this whole, like, it was just like somebody who just found out about anti-vaxxers. He was like, I don't know, wait, why are y'all, like, I don't get it. It's,
wait, what are you saying?
People should love vaccines. But then he also was like, but I get it, man. There's like vaccine hesitancy in the like Cardinal,
right.
The St. Louis Cardinals, I believe is what he's. No. Okay, no. He's talking about the people who are like right the step below the Pope.
Right.
God's like secondary emergency call list.
If
the Pope is sleeping.
I think tertiary, really. We're gonna get
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
He's just disappointed in his fellow Catholics.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's just, this is the like common sense Pope who's just like, this is kind of wild. Except when
yeah,
it comes
low
to
bar
the
to be common sense
of,
Pope though.
Yeah, but. Common sense for a Pope. Right. Not that he is nailing the common
he
sense.
He says
thing.
Humanity has a history of friendship with vaccines.
It's like, what?
I mean, yeah, that's so true. I really like that version. We have a history of friendship with vaccines.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, like, does that mean that they will, that if you're a Catholic anti-vaxxer, see, that's when you'll find out who's
now
your God.
We're talking. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's your God when
the Pope
is like
you can't
get that ass vaccinated.
Can't get communion if you don't got the vax. Show me your vax card. Get the Bible.
Oh,
blood
I guess.
Of Christ.
Oh, that'd be wild. And he starts weaponizing the concept of hell. And he's like, I mean, I guess if y'all don't mind hanging out in HE double hockey sticks.
Yeah, the Pope
you
does
can
always
go.
Say HE double hockey sticks. That's true. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And all right, so pegging has been trending for the past couple days after the Cara Delevingne Peg the Patriarchy dress kind of blew up at the Met Gala. And the context has kind of gotten all fucked up on this story, which tends to happen when something is mainstreamed. But originally, it was that exact phrase was created and merchandised but not trademarked by a queer woman of color activist who doesn't have a team of lawyers. And so it was just like, this is dope.
This is from this Canadian sex educator, Luna Matadis, who first, you know, came out with the phrase in 2015. And she hosts this, she has like a anal sex themed podcast called The Plug Podcast. And she's been like, she's did a couple interviews, because when this came out, a lot of people were like, this is actually the work of a person of color. And you just completely took this thing and just pulled up in your like Dior corset and kind of gave it a whole new thing. Now, I think a few people reached out and took issue just sort of generally with the idea of the phrase peg the patriarchy, that it's using toxic masculinity to like, you know, just
right. Like there's lampoon. A problem that, yeah, using peg as like a sort of thing that's negative that you want to do to the patriarchy kind of suggests this sort of toxic masculinity, like frat bro, like, oh, you're going to get pegged, bro.
Right.
And like it's and gross I think that- or something.
And I think, you know, for people can, I think, have their own interpretations of how like that phrase operates. For Matadis, she herself has said, this is just a quote from her because she did an interview about it, quote, peg the patriarchy is about subversion. We're using a fantasy metaphor of pegging, and we're talking about dismantling the system through subverting it. Patriarchy has no gender. It's not about men. It's not about anal sex. It really is about how does the system affect us? How does the system affect all of us in ways that make us subservient? It really forces us to be subservient to things like the gender binary, toxic masculinity. And take that statement as you will. And I think a few people have interpreted it to just be like, well, just the concept of it, if it's being strictly about this penetrative act, is it still actually questioning a power dynamic and this and the other? And I think that's worth the discussion. But when you look at how Cara Delevingne pulled up with it, she's like, a reporter asked her, she's like, it's about women empowerment. It's a bit like stick it to the man.
Right.
And that is definitely in the lines of just sort of saying like, yeah, it is comes off as kink shamey and rapey and things like that. Because it's sort of saying like, yeah, like you're just gonna fuck the patriarchy like that.
Right.
With a strap right. on. And it begins to lose its meaning. And then, you know, in this interview that Matadis did, she's also just sort of saying like, yeah, I don't know. This isn't like surprising to me. Cara Delevingne is going to take that phrase as she will from her perspective, as she says, quote, a white, thin, very privileged person. For me, a fat, queer person of color body with a small business, it's really different coming from me and wrapping it in the equity we're trying to seek out.
Yeah.
But, you know, this has just been another moment where the work of someone taken gave their own context to it and then caused a lot of conversation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at the minute, it's interesting because what she says is, you know, Cara Delevingne also has a sex toy company that she's a co-owner of, and that brand does follow Matatas like on Instagram. So she's like, I honestly like they knew, they didn't change the font really, and they just did this and they have nothing to say.
They knew. She probably just assumed that it was like one of those open source internet like language meme type things, but maybe do a little bit more research. And now, at the very least, they need to, you know, acknowledge and probably pay her or do something with her that is going to kind of make it right.
We shall see what happens there.
Yeah. No, Dior has always been known to do the right thing. I've always, like, just the fashion industry in general, I feel like we're good. all right. Miles, what do Jenna Marbles, Prince Harry, and Miles Gray all have in common?
Oh, my God. They're trending it's their birthday, and I'm going to just force feed it to y'all again because I haven't been outside. And this is where I'm going to have, this is my birthday party right now because I have nothing going on the rest of the day. So this is my birthday. Thank you so much to Jenna Marbles, Prince Harry. You've inspired people to acknowledge this day, but really it is my day. And for that, I thank you so much.
Are you guys doing anything? You and Prince Harry and Jenna?
No, because his security team says they'll really file the restraining order this time if I show up unannounced to Meghan and Harry's house.
But if that was true, they would have already filed it, I feel like.
Exactly. Stop playing hard to get, Harry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to all the other Dina Lohan, you know, also to this day, Lindsay Lohan's mom, Heidi Montag. It's a bunch of weird people today. But yeah, honestly, I think I might use that margarita maker I have and have a spicy. I really
have
like
a
Trader Joe's
of margaritas.
Nah, I don't. I can't. Man, drinking fucking just fucks me up. Like it's
so
hard.
Just a single.
Not even. I'm not even because I just dread if I'll get hung over the next day. Like that to me is the worst. That's worse than not drinking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like if my body has completely responded differently to alcohol over the years, probably because like I used to like binge drink like in my 20s and things like that, total disregard for my body. And then I went through a long run of like barely drinking from time to time. And now I do it like on social occasions, but I get hung over like in ways that I respect the passing of time now. Yeah. So I think what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna get a spicy mango lemonade from Trader Joe's. And then I'm going to blend that with ice because I don't know if you had that. And I hate to do a Trader Joe's ad, but that shit is the fucking best.
Spicy
mango
lemonade. That
and it's
really
spicy.
Good.
It's spicy.
Like it's real deal spicy.
I was telling Justin and Dramos earlier, it's like to the point where like I drank it. I was like, oh, okay, Trader Joe's. And wow. I saw like a white woman like returning her three bottles. And she was like, no. Said spicy, but... and that's why I respect when they say spicy and it's spicy, not doing the thing where it's like a hint because they're just trying to like not get people upset. And you're like, this is spicy. What the heck? And you're like,
hey, what the heck is this?
We said it's spicy as okay, sure. But anyway, shout out to that lemonade.
And finally, Inspiration 4 is trending. It's an all civilian crew that is preparing to orbit the Earth for the first time, potentially ushering in a new era of space flight, which. This is another billionaire on this
billionaire collab. It's a four again. They got four civvies just hopping on this thing, and it's basically done in a SpaceX craft, and they're doing a 3-day orbit. And but what's funny is like you look and you're like, okay, who's the crew? Man, there's still billionaires on that.
Of course.
This one of them, Jared Isaacman. He is the chief, like the CEO of Shift 4 Payments. And he's like worth like $2.5 billion. So, I mean, I just like that in the end, the trend of billionaires being on spacecrafts, we're still like, what, 3 for 3 now?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't ending. We got to have a billionaire. I guess that's the thing. It's like if we're sending people into the infinity of space, we have to be well represented. We'll have
to be a billionaire chaperone.
Yeah, right. Exactly. to remind everyone how expensive shit is in there.
Yeah.
Hey, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Is it heavy? Then it's expensive. Put them down.
The billionaire on the flight is just a real, like, just making all sorts of rules and demands of everyone. I mean, there's almost no way that they can't, because, like, how else has a billionaire ever interacted with another human being than, like, they work right for them?
Right, exactly. All do,
essentially.
The vibe on there is everyone's like, we're kind of really tired of Jared, man. He kept saying, like, he kept calling us, hey, you. He would not learn our names, and he's counting on us to actually keep him safe up there. Whatever. But yeah, the other, just to show the other civilians that are on, Haley Arsenault, who is a physician's assistant at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Chris Sembroski, a machine fault detection and diagnostics lead at Lockheed. And a geoscientist named Sian Proctor.
So there's one person who seems like they are the one who will fly everything? Because
I don't know how it's... I don't know who's doing what. Because, like, all the images looks like four people just sitting in chairs in funky spacesuits. And ain't nobody
Lockheed
got a fucking joystick.
The person sounds like they are, like, there in case shit goes wrong. Like that...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Look, this is what happens. I'm guessing that based on, like, what I'm seeing, it looks like a thing where they're not going to have to do much since they're not actual astronauts.
Right. Hopefully. This one, I don't know. Bad
right,
vibes.
Right, it's like a DIY one.
Right. Bad they're vibes like, from me on this one, where it's not like the other ones were like, I'm a billionaire, this is my brother, and then we have two, like, real astronauts who are straight up like NASA astronauts. I don't know. Hopefully everybody's going to be okay.
And look, it'll be, you can catch it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's probably happening as you listen to this. It happens at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us this afternoon. Yep. Happy birthday once again to one of the greatest to ever do it, Miles Gray. We are
nothing
back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine.
Please.
You Cardinals. You
Bishops.
Bishops, all of you.
Bishop Don Magic Wand, all of y'all.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.